I think that a lot of, again, time and effort, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention again, kind of a little long-winded here, but we went into this last May, and we developed these guidelines, these risk levels as a NCMC conference, as a administrative team here at Mexico 59, and we've put lots of effort into it, obviously using resources, CDC, the Harvard Path to Zero, the local, Audrain Health Department, all those people have played a part in this. So basically, where we're at now, as you read our plan, which has been posted since May or June probably, on a tier three or red level, what that basically states is all the community activities are in a state of cancellation and no activities will take place, okay? As you continue to read down through there, all activities will be halted immediately, but the last sentence there, the last little part of that sentence rather, is until a further update can be safely determined. And that's the key here. We've spent, basically the last couple weeks watching the trends, as everyone has, and the entire state and majority of the country has trended in a direction that is not necessarily healthy or safe. The numbers are up, so to speak. And so we were watching that. So once that information was released as a district, which I believe was Monday afternoon at some point in time, I can't remember officially the time it was released, but we were going red. We immediately halted activities. We went into that situation where we canceled some events that were coming up that week, specifically with middle school. And then we continued to monitor and to have conversations and to use the data we had. We have lots of people around us, other districts that have been through these situations. And we use our resources. We compiled information. There was a work session last night with the Board of Education as well. And basically what we have determined through Dr. Lepardus, Ms. Chastain, and everyone else involved is that we feel like we can safely determine now that we can continue activities, but we're going to limit them as we have the entire year, unfortunately. At the same time, by continuing activities, we're still providing kids with opportunities. In a secondary sense, activities are really a big part of life, no matter that activity, whether it's a play, whether it's a sporting event, whether it's a club, those are things that the kids and their families and this community revolve around. So it's a big part of our lives. So we've determined that we're going to continue activities. With that being said, we are also going to basically not allow spectators in the next 2 weeks. So any home event that we're in charge of, we're going to stick to those guidelines and not allow spectators. And we'll continue to develop and perfect our streaming apparatus, which we've had a local businessman that's provided some finance support for that as well. So that's being upgraded. And then we've had some of our local heroes here in the building that have, here on Veterans Day. First off, thanks to all the veterans and all those who've served, first and foremost. I should have mentioned that in the beginning, but thanks to those people for all they've given to us. And again, just like here with one of our local teachers who really understand a lot of this tech world, kind of showed a glimmer of hope this morning on something that would be fairly consistent and very accurate. So we're excited about that opportunity. We're going to work on that the next 2 days and perfect it. But at this point, we'll continue as normal, for the exception of any home event through the middle school or high school, we'll be in no spectator situation, and we'll try to perfect that streaming situation so everyone gets to see it.
Here's the next question to you as well. With, I guess, basketball practice still going on, wrestling season's coming up in December. More specifically, with basketball, the 21st, I believe, is our first scheduled date. It's Brookfield, supposed to be here. Has there been a decision made on that, or is that still something you're looking at?
We're going to continue to monitor that. I think our primary concern, first off, it's going to happen. Okay, that's the glorious news. We're going to play that game, barring something happening between now and then. I've been in contact with Mike, and he's a tremendous AD up there, and we're on the same page. So we're going to continue to monitor that and make those decisions. Some of that will be determined by our streaming capabilities. They're in a situation up there where they're allowing spectators, those kinds of things, and they're in a good position now as well. That could change for them, just like it could change for us. But right now, we're going to stay the course. It's going to be here on the 21st, and we hope to make that an official decision here in the next few days once we kind of perfect some things and we get some more information. But that will be our plan. We will have that game the 21st. It will be here on that Saturday, and it'll be wonderful. And And obviously, being here, you know, it's good for us and in our community. So we're excited about that opportunity. We're excited that we still have the opportunities that we've been given by Dr. Leparis, Ms. Chastain, the Board of Education, and obviously lots of other people that went into this. But it's been a group effort, but we're excited about the opportunities we're given.